Welcome to episode 82. It's the podcast relaunch to a whole new name. Heal Your Story. Listen up to hear what it's all about.
Do you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences or just not manifesting what you want in life? Welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Oh, it's been a while. I don't think I've done a podcast in, 9, 10 months. Very good reasons for that. And reorganizing, right? Sometimes we need to take a break from what we're doing to really focus on the things that we really want to do. So welcome. And the podcast, it has a whole new name, Heal Your Story. Heal your story. What sort of emotion does that bring up for you or invoke in you? Right? We all have a story that we tell ourselves to cope. And we've either been telling ourselves this story since childhood, or the narrative just gets added on to. Right, like, so let's say perhaps you are told over and over again as a child that you're a shy person. And maybe you are. Maybe there are reasons why you're shy or presumed shy, but you're really not. But yet you've taken that on as a narrative because it's something that becomes part of who you are, but it's not really who you are. And so that goes on and on and on. And then in adulthood, you're like, I actually, even though you tell people, yeah, I'm shy, I have a tough time in conversation, and you don't actually feel that way. You don't actually have a problem having conversation with anyone, or now leading a conversation, or raising your hand, or being the first one to go. You're no longer shy. But it's something that you've told yourself, and it's a story that you believe about yourself. Now, why I'm here doing this Heal Your Story comes about because of the work that I do with my clients. And what I have found, both by personal experience, which I'll get into in a moment, and that of my clients, is that there's always something underneath. I see people for physical pain a lot, or anxiety and needing calming of the nervous system. And what I have found is that there's usually something that has manifested from either childhood or repeated experiences that is now held in the tissues of our body or the narrative that our mind keeps playing for us. So many years ago, I worked a corporate job. I worked 50, 60 hours a week, if not more. And I had also been in a toxic relationship at that time. All of a sudden, my body started to manifest physical pain. I had numbness and tingling throughout my body that would wrap up from behind the legs, up in the back of my head, and like tingling in my head, and pain in my joints and my muscles. I was fatigued. I was exhausted. I also then started to develop panic attacks here's a narrative. I've always been a calm person, but I started to have panic attacks. I remember the day that it happened and I didn't even know what it was. I'm like, oh my God, this might be a panic attack. Is this a panic attack? I think this is a panic attack. Couldn't breathe. My chest felt tight. I had to sit down. Extremely anxious. I won't go into a ton of detail about that, but then also this toxic relationship was very, very bad. There was a lot of gaslighting going on, and it made me feel like I didn't know who I was anymore. And in a way, thank God, because things changed, but it pushed me, and I realized that I had to do something because my doctors couldn't figure anything out. A battery of tests, even looking for early onset of multiple sclerosis. I mean, everything. Autoimmune. They thought it was perhaps fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, any number of things physically, nerve degeneration. It wasn't any of those things. And the toxic relationship on top of a toxic work experience created something in me. In Ayurveda, we work with digestion. Digestion of the mind, the heart, the soul, and the body. That there are often times we either can't digest, either physically or emotionally. So emotionally, I was unable to work through some things. I was not able to get through them. I did not have the tools at the time to understand what was happening with me. And it manifested in the physical. But I knew something had to give. And I had always been interested in the healing arts. So one day I just up and I quit my corporate job. I quit and I enrolled myself in massage school, which really started this incredible healing journey of mine. And after I quit, like a lot of those symptoms that I was having just disappeared, like weeks later. I had been dealing with it for years and weeks later. So I started massage school, and then I also got myself in to see a counselor who taught me things about this toxic relationship I wasn't even aware of, and aware of in myself, that I had really poor boundaries. This person pushed my boundaries. I was a people pleaser. They were a taker. I had a hard time saying no. They always needed me to say yes. You can see where that's going. Let's just say it did not end well, other than I did get out. And I started again on this healing journey and learning about myself and the stories I had always told myself. There was a narrative underneath there. And where did it come from? Where did this people-pleasing come from? Where did the poor boundaries come from? It all had an origin. And through all of the healing modalities that I took on, and a really good counselor, and then ultimately a really good coach, things started to open up for me. And I started to become really good at understanding my client's physical pain manifesting from something emotional, which set me on the path to become a heart space coach. I am now a meditation and mindfulness teacher. I have training in somatic trauma healing. I have training in advanced consciousness-based healing techniques. I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner. Oh boy, you know, there's a myriad of things that if you want to put labels on yourself, that I am. But one thing I know is that those labels really mean something else. That I have the ability to listen to someone and help them see what's going on inside of them, outside of this story that they're telling themselves. You know, it's getting people really out of this crazy, anxious, busy head that we're in to take moments and learn to digest what we're all going, well, what they're going through, and make some transformations into something new. It's really incredible. And I love this work that I do. I have so many clients that just have a bigger feeling of peace and calm. I am now peaceful and calm. There are the things that come up, of course, but I know how to work through them in a different way. You know, and I want this for everyone. I want anybody who's sort of an empathic feeler, people pleaser, to understand or to know that they can get through that, and that there's someone over here who can help. So that's a little bit of where we're going with this podcast. And we'll be talking about all kinds of things: life, love, relationships, a lot of relationships with yourself. You know, the relationship with yourself is the one that is most important. And if you're caught up in your head and telling yourself a story about who you are and then who others are around you, it's going to be really hard to heal any of the stories or even your physical pain. So we'll be doing that, and there will be interviews with folks who are either on their healing journey or have moved into a really good place from where they were. And I'm pretty excited about that. That'll be fun. So that's it for today. I don't want to blab on too much, but just wanted to come on and say, hey, watch out. There's new episodes coming. I'm really, really excited about this new podcast. And whatever I can do, I'd like to help you heal your story, whether it be just by listening to the podcast or actually working with me or finding another person to help you along the way. We have many angels that help us. So thank you so much. Feel free to jump over to HeidiDallaire.com and check out Heart Space Sessions. It's what my healing work is all about. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at Heidi Dallaire or Love Wide Open on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.